Welcome to episode 6 of the Strength Matters podcast. Just a heads up, our remote training is still available. If you can't train with us, train like us, head over to www.kofhv.com and use the comment tab to contact us.
Beautiful. I am Kyle King. You just heard Lauren King. As everyone has been dealing with the same stuff and we're all home due to the pandemic. We also have Sophia King and Olivia King with us today. So you may hear some little voices in the background. Please bear with us. As we just kind of hang out with the family. There we go. There's Sophia. Sophia saying hello. Hi, Sophia. Welcome to the podcast. So we are Strength Matters Podcast. This is episode 6, Staying Determined During a Pandemic. And we have a special guest with us via StreamYard. Joe Panic's here today. Joe, you can go ahead and say
hi. Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, yeah,
I gave Joe show notes, and he knows exactly what we wanted to talk about, and he thought he wasn't going to say anything.
I thought it was supposed to be until, what was it, bullet point three.
Bullet point three there.
So that's an early introduction right there.
We're introducing you. I'll reintroduce you in like a couple minutes here. Anyhow, March 16th, 2020, we were asked to shut down the gym, as many small businesses and non-essential businesses were asked to do. So we shut down. We've been home since then.
We have. And we've pretty much converted everything that we've done to an online format. Right?
You're hearing sliding doors because, again, we're home. So the dogs are in and out. There's a lot of stuff going on. But, yes, we've pretty much gone 100. I mean, it's 100%. We've gone 100% onto remote programming for anyone who can, you know, pretty much stay with us. And with that being said, the remote training, we have how many? I would say maybe like,
probably about half of our membership base has kind of stayed on. They have access to some equipment at home. Others minimal, but, you know, they're making do and being creative and, you know, working with what they have, even if it's just their body weight.
Yep. I'd like to go on record and say I have more respect for my stay-at-home parents. You guys are amazing. I also want to say my preschool and daycare teachers. Oh my God, you guys are amazing. If I was not showing my appreciation for what you guys do, I'm sorry. And I am very appreciative of it because now being home with my children, and I love them. I love them. And I know Lauren loves them. I'm telling you, holy smokes. These guys are balls of energy. I said, I don't even know what we send out into the world. These guys go out there. They're nonstop. So we have like we tried to get a pretty regimented schedule for them as well. We're doing our workouts at home. Lauren and I are very fortunate. We had pretty much built a home gym prior to knowing that everything was coming down the pipeline the way it was looking. Built a gym.
Some equipment from our gym and brought it home.
Yeah. Built a gym in the garage. Thank you to Joe Amendola of Amendola Construction. That guy was pretty helpful in helping me get what I needed, building a platform, getting it done efficiently, and very excited that he was able to work with us before, again, all that stuff started getting shut down. Now, enough about us and where we are, because one thing I did want to, and one of the reasons we're bringing Joe on, Joe is doing remote training with us, but he's always done remote training with us. We did in his in season, normally he would be away in season right now. He is currently a member with the Toronto Blue Jays with Major League Baseball. He would be with a program, which we would most likely be programmed 2 times a week, allowing him an opportunity to get in, hit some weights. We find, you know, weak points, if there are any, and try to mitigate anything and maintain mobility. Now, we've talked about that way back on episode 1. However, now with the pandemic, everything's got kind of thrown for a loop. So now Joe's spring training gets cut short. He comes home. They send everybody home. And he's back with us, sitting at home and via StreamYard talking to us. So now, Joe, before we get into staying motivated and determined and all that fun stuff, I want to ask you, what is a day in the life in the Panic household like?
Oh, man, this is quite different. It's weird being home this time of the year. I haven't been home since high school. So day in a life, man, this is, you know, you wake up in the morning and, you know, you still have stuff to do. You still have things to prepare for. And for me, at some point, it's going to be hopefully a season. I mean, I know Major League Baseball is trying to work out contingency plans, and hopefully, this whole virus thing, we can kind of get this thing contained a little bit. But for me, it's, I kind of go about it as if I'm in the off season again. That's essentially the way my mind is preparing. It's wake up in the morning. I'll have my breakfast, and then right after that, I go right into the work that you prescribe for me. It's whether it's whatever day it is, I'll do my strength training. I'll do all my mobilization work, all the accessories, all that type of stuff. After that, I have a net in which I'm able to throw into and I'm able to hit into. I hit off the tee. I'll do various amounts of drills off the tee just to kind of get my mechanics sound. And honestly, I'm trying to get better because there was things I was working on in the off season that I took into spring training, which I had a lot of success with. So I'm trying to build off of that. I don't want to lose any of that momentum, because at some point we're going to have a season, whether it's 80 games, 100 games, 120, hopefully more the better. But for me, I'm trying to build off of everything that we have worked for in the off season. I'm essentially treating this as a second off season.
So. Now, what I liked about spring training for you, you had a fantastic spring training. And we had work to do, and we spoke about it. We had work to do going into spring training. There was nothing guaranteed. You put yourself on the line. You know who you are. And we talked about it in podcast one that you bet on you. You know what to do. Yeah. And you got it done.
Yeah.
So, one, I can't tell you how proud I am of the work that you put in. We know who you are, but you put in a tremendous amount of work there.
Congratulations on that, Joe.
Thank you.
You're being welcome. Able to come home and, like you said, make it kind of this second off-season training, getting ready. How do you find yourself not being overwhelmed by, say, the virus situation, not being on a regular programming schedule? Like you said, you haven't done this since high school. Yeah. What is inside of you that's keeping you on track?
You know, it's funny that there's multiple things that I'll kind of talk about, but when I was in college, our hitting coach now – he's the head coach of St. John's, Mike Hampton. He always used to say, MTA, make the adjustment. And in life, you're always, I'm going to use a baseball pun, a curveball's going to be thrown your way.
Yeah. And now he said MTA. You might not have heard that because Sophia was having a great time with her water cup. And now you can hear, because we said, don't bang on the table, Sophia. Sophia does not like the word no. So now MTA was... make the adjustment.
Yes, make the adjustment. And that means basically, you could have this plan. You could have everything scheduled to a T. But, something's going to happen and you're going to have to make a left turn and go off that path. And you have one of two options when something gets thrown your way that you're not expecting. Either you adapt and overcome or you just make excuses and you kind of just say, well, this isn't optimal and I'm just going to, just do whatever. So for me, I'm taking this as almost as a new challenge. Like nobody's dealt with anything like this. Nobody in our lifetime really has dealt with a type of pandemic like this where, you're stuck at home. So how can you make the most of it? How can you kind of, almost outwork the other person, because it's for me, again, I told you, I'm using this as a second off season where I don't know what other guys are doing. If everybody is staying at home, if I can outwork the other guy, that's going to put me in a better position.
Oh yeah.
Come whenever we start back up again. And I'm a big believer in that, even if it's minimal amount of work, even if it's hitting into a little net off a tee, if my mechanics are sound come June, July, whenever this starts back up again, May, who knows? If my mechanics are sound, I'll be able to get back into this and get off to a better start.
Oh, yeah. I was listening to a motivational speaker by the name of David Goggins. He is a former Navy SEAL. And David Goggins talks about the difference between being determined and being motivated. And as he has described it in some of his talks, he's always said that those people who are motivated can be ruined by a rainy day for a runner, right? I'm motivated to accomplish some race goal, but at the same time, it's raining. So today I don't train because it's raining. The conditions are not optimal. But the people who are determined are the people who always figure out a way, no matter what's happening, no matter what's going on around them, they push forward. So that's where I say, like, even with the Kings of Fitness athletes, and we ask these guys and we try to talk to them a little bit coaching style wise and get in their heads. And you guys, as the professional athletes, I find that all you guys have that mindset anyhow. But just giving a little bit back to the younger guys, I say, fine, don't worry about motivation. Worry about determination. Why are you going to get up in the morning and do what you do? So I feel like when you talk about the MTA, you know, make the adjustment. And don't worry about the conditions. Get the job done kind of mentality. Holy smokes. That's where we want to be. And that's where I want these other guys, because I'm saying, like, we don't all have – and even in your house, you didn't have a gym. There's a makeshift gym we put together so that you could have some semblance of some load to handle. So we make this makeshift gym in your house before we get the stay-at-home order. And it is what it is. We can't deadlift 600 pounds under bands and chains and all that other stuff because, again, we're not actually in the facility, but we're going to do what we can. So for you – we also changed our program. We should talk about that. We went from the two-a-days in-season stuff. We're pretty much back on an off-season program. We're going to build with the time we're given.
Correct.
We're going to use what we got. However, with the days that we're programming now, and we're working pretty much 5 days a week right now, with the 5 days a week that we're working, you're in your basement. It's makeshift.
Yeah.
How do you like it? How do you adjust to it?
You know what? Even with minimal equipment, and I thank you guys for the barbell, but yep. – I mean, what, you know, just kind of you guys knowing what I have and making it work for me, it's been able to, again, it's different, but I'm able to get my work done. And at the end of the day, I know I put everything into, I put everything into it. So I'm able to, again, just feel like, you know, I got better today. And I'm not one to ever make excuses for, listen, we don't have $1 million facility here and this and that. No, it's, you know what? I got a barbell. I got some weights. You know what? Even if I don't have weights, I mean, whenever I've gone on vacation, you've programmed me remotely.
We did a bunch of different locations, done a bunch of different things. We were surprised by some things, but we fit it.
You can, you know, you can take a backpack. Here's a good one for you. You could take if you want to do walking lunges, for example, for all you high school kids, you have a backpack, fill it up with whatever, rocks, you know, go outside.
Bricks. How about your school books?
Yeah, school books.
Could be super.
You know, and go do some walking lunges. Oh, yeah. Like, you had me do walking lunges. And what do you think I did? I had buckets of baseball, two buckets of baseballs. And I held them almost like a farmer's carrot and just
make it happen.
Yeah.
There's so much weight around us. And I think that we get confused. We get enamored by how pretty the latest Rogue set is. The latest Lego set is, don't get me wrong, all that stuff is gorgeous. But at the same time, you know, we're all in these conditions now where we don't have access to everything we want. We're making do with what we got. And then again, we don't know how much longer this could go on, because at any point in time, the governor can come on, the president can come on and ask us to wait it out a little bit longer for the health of the nation. And as a former Army guy, you know, let's do what's best for everybody.
Yeah.
Right. I'm concerned for everyone, not just what my family, my cluster looks like, but what everybody looks like. So with that kind of feeling, you know, as soon as they tell me stay at home, my butt's sitting at home.
Yeah.
And I know your butt's sitting at home.
Yeah. I'd much rather be out on a baseball field right now or train at Kings of Fitness than, you know, doing this, you know, via whatever StreamYard and whatnot. So.
Thank you, StreamYard.
Yes. Another plug for StreamYard. But
I'll tell you, but there's a lot of stuff going on where it's really very interesting to see. But let's get back here, because I did want to get some advice out to these younger guys, right? So like we said, you know, the backpacks, find any weight, anything. I know a lot of us have like those water coolers at home, those water jugs, they got to be anywhere from 40 pounds plus.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, I was watching, they were using makeshift squat racks. I saw guys using the trash bins. They handle a bunch of weight. I think they go up to about 320. Please don't test my knowledge on this, because I have not used the trash bin.
This is dangerous right here.
Well, social media has been providing a great outlet to at-home things, figuring out different ways of working and trying to make everything be whatever it's going to be, which is pretty cool. So I say, weed it out, be smart, weed it out, but you can find a lot going on. The other point I wanted to make, we just spoke with one of the writers, the sports writers with the Poughkeepsie Journal. And as we were speaking to that sports writer, we were trying to give athletes some tips and some ideas as to how they could continue training at home. Joe's in a similar situation where we don't have enough weight in his basement to produce the results that we want with one rep maxes. So guess what we did? We got rid of them. We don't do one rep maxes right now. Right now, what we've done is we've increased the volume to meet a training load. So what we do is we push for fives, we're pushing for eights and tens and 12s. There's just whatever weight we can use to get a real push on him. So it looks a lot like conditioning. There's some muscular training in there where I say it's some like a muscular conditioning training because we're going for so many different reps. But again, it's better than nothing.
Yeah. And at some point, my big thing for the high school kids is at some point this is going to end and life is going to go back. Might not be normal for a while, but it's going to go back.
Yeah.
And who's going to be most prepared coming out of this? Who's going to be – listen, you might not be making the gains that you want to be, but if you're taking steps back, you're only hurting yourself. And if you're trying to make a high school team or try to get showcased for colleges, that's going to happen at some point, either late this summer, or early in the fall.
Because the colleges are in the same boat too.
Yeah. All the college season, they're all done. So those kids, those seniors, I know NCAA, I guess, allow them to come back for a fifth year, but I mean, that's a mess in itself. It's, I can only imagine, what those kids are going through. Yep. Because it's just, if it's tough when your season get cut short.
Yeah. And now even you had some young guys out in spring training. They're all trying, everybody's trying to make a team in spring training. I read and I try to and develop. Now, me personally, I've never been to spring training.
Yeah.
I don't have that skill set.
Yeah.
However, but there's like a bunch of young guys out there trying to get it done.
Yeah.
And then they tell them, they say, hey guys, guess what? The window that you provided of us is the only window that we're going to get a chance to look at. We got to make our decisions on what we've seen. Yeah. And we're going to go forward with producing the best roster we can for our season.
Yeah.
Those guys get cut short. Like you said, the NCAA guys got cut short. I'm looking at high school kids, their senior seasons. You're talking senior proms. There's a bunch of stuff going on where I said, life matters.
Yeah.
But don't let it get you down. Yeah. Now's not the time to think about what could have happened. Yeah. Now's the time, like you've been saying this entire time. Make it happen.
Yeah.
Be the better prepared, right? Lauren's always talking about it in her nutrition podcast. She always says failure to plan is planning for failure, an old military quote that they throw out. But now Lauren has adopted it. And then, if you're not following her on social media, she's been doing a fantastic job throughout this whole thing of actually posting her workouts. She's gotten very prevalent on social media with our additional time, but she posts her workouts, at-home workouts. She does have, like I said, the use of the gym that we built. It's not ideal, but it's better than nothing. So she'll post her workouts, and then she's also getting really good of hitting up and posting the food stuff because nutrition-wise. Yeah. Now, Joe and I are not only like coach and athlete, but we're friends. And as friends, we talk all the time about food and what he's eating and how he's eating. And he's made, I want to say, some significant gains in nutrition as well as performance with how you prepared in the off season this year, right? Yeah. Getting into the preseason here in the spring training. But even coming home, you got a grill and made some ribs on this grill.
Yeah.
Where I was like, he shot me a picture of these ribs, and I'm sorry that I'm talking about it, but I thought it was very interesting because these things look amazing. So you are cooking, like you're preparing your meals.
Yeah. You said at this point, how can you kind of maintain kind of your weight, whether it's, people that want to lose, people want to gain weight, whatever it was, gain muscle, whatever you want to do, nutrition is such a big part of it. Like, I'm not able to go out and burn 3,000 calories playing a baseball game. So, all right, you manage your caloric intake. And we've discussed this. I know Lauren had a beautiful podcast. Lauren, well done.
Thank you.
But for me and my wife, Brittany, shout out to Brittany, great cook. She does a wonderful job with food. And planning. She's a big planner. Like, she plans out all the meals and that we have for the week, and she's kind of making sure we're on a good path. And every once in a while, you know, it'll be like, all right, you know, ribs night, you know, I got a nice little Traeger grill and, you know, smoke some ribs. We had some brisket. But yeah, it's planning your meals, especially this time, you know, if you can get out, you know, plan a week, 2 weeks out,
yep.
You know, figure out, all right, what can, you know, what can I do to, you know, calorically kind of make cuts in some areas, whether it's eating, you know, more times a day, but less meals, whatever. Yeah, Lauren's a nutritionist.
Well, I'll sit back with you and I'll tell you that it is really difficult being home as long as we're home now. Like, if you're home from when you wake to, you know, go to sleep, without finding myself going for the snack. And my social media people, my coaches and stuff out there, other strength coaches out there, and they come up with these tips and they're like, instead of reaching for the snack bag, you know, do 20 squats, 20 pushups, 20 sit-ups, and then see if you really want it.
Yeah.
And it will give you time to think. But I laugh because I really don't have to fall in that category because my wife won't even have that stuff in the house.
I don't have chains on the cabinet. There's not chains in the cabinet, but
you also don't have Chips Ahoy in the cabinet either.
That's very true.
So, Lauren,
if it's not here, you won't eat it.
If you're hearing Lauren's voice for the first time in 20 minutes,
I just came back.
She took special guest Sophia came back, who was screaming at one point in time when Joe was talking. However, Joe couldn't hear Sophia screaming, apparently, because he kept talking through it like a pro. But Lauren, I was commenting on following you on social media.
Mm-hmm.
Low, it's L-O-dot-L-O.
Dot King. Let me double check
that. Yeah, but on Instagram, I was telling everybody how you're sharing your workouts, how you're sharing the food that you're preparing. And then I was asking Joe a little bit more about the nutrition point because, like you said, who's going to be more prepared? If you're sitting at home wallowing, you know, and again, don't get me wrong, we are so worried about the mental state of people. When you force people to stay at home, there's things that go that happen. People need other people. People need communication.
Yes.
And at this point in time, to save lives, we're asking people not to come in contact with each other. I was laughing because I shared with Joe and our buddy Jim, who was on one of those earlier podcasts, podcast 3 or 4. But I had shared with them. Jim was an Army guy. And through my channel, somebody had said, we, as the Army guys, have been the most prepared for a pandemic. Because there was a list of things that we are very good at doing. One, being told what to do no matter what, right? When you hit your basic and stuff like that, or most military stuff, somebody's in charge and they are telling you exactly how to live your life. And that's pretty much what's happening now.
Yeah.
Then they said, the other thing the military guys are really good at is we can eat out of cans and plastic bags. So I said, ha, 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 that's pretty funny. We're really good at eating out of cans and plastic bags. I'm not doing that per se, but I said if it came down to it,
I mean,
we could.
Yeah.
Field problems, I remember, because one of the third bullet point was the toilet paper, running on the shortage of toilet paper. Joe, can you please tell me, because I don't know if you're out shopping for yourself or somebody's home shopping, sending you stuff, or if you're sending Brittany out. Have you guys found any toilet paper? any paper towels? I find this kind of crazy that I can't find toilet paper or paper towels.
Yeah, so I went out with Brittany, what was it, last week maybe? Yeah, I think it was last week. I believe it was BJ's or Sam's. They had some paper products.
Okay.
So, you know. Good to know. But that was last week.
Yeah.
And who knows at this point?
I never know.
You know, it's a flip of the coin.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy times.
So. Yeah. And like I said, you got to stay determined. Figure out your goals, and don't be afraid to reach out to coaches, because there's people out there that can program for you. One, with like your strength training, they can figure out things for you. They know what you have, you know, fill them in on what you have available to you, and then work your programming that way. If you're feeling depressed, you got to reach out to people. I'm telling you, talk to whoever you got to talk to. Don't run down any of those things. I have so much time on my hands. So all I do is, you know, like everybody else, I'm on the internet, I'm reading articles, I'm reading about COVID-19. I'm speaking to my friends. And like I said, my buddy, Dr. Esteban Garcia, he's down in orthopedics. He's down in Texas. I was talking to him last night and he was filling me in on some COVID tips. David Nakano, who actually helps us produce this podcast, and he runs all the editing and all that other fun stuff. His wife is a nurse in Dutchess County, and that she had shared some really valuable COVID-19 information with us, how to stay safe, nothing different than what you're already hearing. Wash your hands. Wear a mask when you're out. And that mask, I heard one doctor, he was talking about it, he said it's not to keep the germs inside, but it tells you and is a reminder to not touch your face. So that's pretty important. Don't touch your face. So we're kind of all over the place with this podcast, which is a lot of fun. But again, we as the coaches, we're getting a lot of feedback. We're reaching out to our athletes. And one of those things that was coming back is they are lacking motivation, that their season has been canceled. They are losing that motivation because, you know, X, Y, Z, whatever the obstacle has been put in their place, it is really just bringing them down. They want to be in school. They want to be with their friends. They want to see this. And people are getting very, you know, sad by this. And we say, you know, I will tell you, get off of the motivation kick, start going, pushing towards, like David Goggins says, push towards being determined and look towards the major goal that you're going to have and have that be the light. Because eventually, like Joe said, it's going to be over. And when it's over, you want to be prepared. So don't allow, you know, the next 6 weeks determine what your career could have been. Because the worst thing, I hate when I hear people talk like this, I could have done something better. Right? If you could give 100% effort always. I believe that was an earlier thing where we talked about.
Episode 1.
Yeah, episode 1. Give 100% always, no matter what the situation is. And then, Joe, you got to give me that acronym one more time. What was it?
MTA.
Make the adjustment. We are in the time to make the adjustment. Lauren, nutrition-wise.
Yeah.
You said you were going to give a nutrition tip to everybody. Let's hear it. What's the nutrition tip? Give it to us.
I mean, as much as possible, still try to plan out your meals. I mean, we're allowed to go to the grocery stores, so you can still make a list. I'm not saying go every day, but make a list. Try to stock up as much as you can for a couple of weeks, but still plan accordingly.
So feasible for these athletes, right? And now let's worry more about the high school-ish and the grade school athletes. Uh-huh. Their parents are the ones who are doing the shopping for them.
Correct.
How many weeks when they get to the grocery store, how many weeks should they be trying to plan for at a time, like 1 week at a time, 2 weeks at a time?
I mean, if you're going for like fresh produce, I wouldn't do more than a week, but there are definitely, you can get frozen vegetables, you can get canned vegetables. They're just as good, just as nutritious. So you can definitely stock up in that way for a couple weeks at a time if you don't want to go to the grocery store weekly.
Now for the high school athletes and the grade school athletes that can't maintain their normal level of activity. Mm-hmm. Any ideas on food wise, what they should be looking for, how to maintain like a weight, a size goal, or get
if your
bigger?
Activity is not what it was, and if it's slowed down, your calories should be lower. Because if you're not maintaining your activity and you're eating the same, you're going to put on weight.
So let's not put on unhealthy weight here, right? Performance weight is way better. And we talk about performance weight eating to be better at what you do. So now we're in a time where I was talking, or I don't know if you were with Sophia at the time, but I was saying like that cabinet, sometimes it calls my name.
Yeah. People will eat out of boredom.
Yeah.
So I mean, like you said, find something else to do. Do some air squats, do some push-ups. Occupy your time with something other than stuffing your face.
All right. And now the whole plan in the get-go is to keep this kind of short. We're getting towards that 30-minute mark. But I do want to ask a question of both of you guys, since you're both sitting. I got you here and Joe on StreamYard. What are you guys watching? Because I know you got to be like, I fill my time with reading stuff, but I can't read all day. And I've been doing continuing education, but even that time I got to take a break. So I sit down in front of the television, and there are no sports on TV. No. And I refuse to watch sports from 1994 and act like I don't know what happened. So I sit back and I say, what is there for me to watch? Now, I've been watching WWE because WrestleMania was just the other night. So I watched 2 days of WrestleMania where there was zero crowd. They made 2 matches that looked like movies, maybe even 3 matches like movies. But I watched it, and it was a way to shut my brain down and kind of relax. Is there anything in particular that you're watching, Lauren? Catching up on?
We just finished up Tiger King.
Oh, shoot. I did watch Guilty Pleasure. I did watch Tiger King.
I don't know what's better, the show or the memes that came out from the show.
I think the memes came out from the show.
They're hysterical.
I blame Jim Kenny for that because Jim was the one who kind of put me on Tiger King. He said that him and his wife were going to watch it, and then I had to figure out exactly what it was. Found out it was on Netflix. I watched an episode, and I was in awe of what goes on in this country.
Yes. to say the
least. Yeah, that was very interesting. Joe, what are you watching? Anything interesting?
Finished up Ozark season 3. Just came out. Was maybe a little over a week ago. Finished that in about 48 hours.
Oh, so that was quick. That was a binge.
Yeah, that was a binge. That was a weekend binge. Binge watch.
And that's Jason Bateman.
Jason Bateman. That's, for anybody who hasn't watched it, great, great show. Well written, good actors. Okay. So now we're moved on to the show called The Hunters. Or okay. Hunters. It's one or the other. Al Pacino. Ooh. It's inspired by a true story in the 1970s.
Is that on one of those streaming services?
Amazon Prime.
Amazon Prime.
Yeah, all these streaming kind of services have come out with some pretty good shows.
Okay. Yeah, I just saw today, and they may have had it up for the entire time that we've been on this stay-at-home thing, but HBO had opened up programming. Epix had opened up programming, mm-hmm. so you can go on and watch some stuff there. I'm trying to think if there's anything cool that I watched, but I think like really the only thing I've watched was like WWE wrestling. I've kind of sat in on some of your shows. Yeah, I sat in on some of your shows and enjoyed that. But really, I should talk about this. I was getting ready to compete down at Masters Nationals, and that should have happened in April. That would be happening in April.
In a couple weeks.
Yeah, and they canceled that event, and they pushed it back to August. Hopefully that happens at the end of August, beginning of September. That's looking like a go. But we should be down in Orlando, and now we're preparing for the Worlds. So if you can understand the Olympic lifting training cycle that I undergo, my coach, Olympic lifting coach, who does my programming, Steve Swistak, he sets us up so that we are peaking at the right times for these giant competitions. So we get the wrench that we're not going to do what we're doing, that we've been programming. And he said, how are you? And he came at me from the coach's perspective, trying to check where I was mentally. And I said, well, hell, I can't go down there and do anything. So what am I going to do? I'm going to get better. So by the time August comes, I'm going to hit bigger and better numbers. Because all you've done is you've given me more months
more time to
get prepared.
Yeah, exactly.
And again, it's not ideal. I don't hate it, but I'm used to training in my facility with my 11-foot ceilings and not worrying about smashing something like my wall in my garage that I've repaired already, right? Setting up the squat rack. I ended up dropping the squat rack into the wall and went right through the sheetrock, but it's okay because I know how to patch sheetrock. So, but it is a job that I had to do. Anyhow, I'm training out of my garage. I'm trying to get ready for Masters Worlds, where Masters Nationals will take place too. But again, like I said, nothing is ideal. And I am taking this time to really work on some things, positions, mobility that have been poor in the past and stopped me from hitting bigger numbers, right? I am my biggest enemy when it comes to Olympic weightlifting in my sport, you know, how I handle things and how I get into positions. So I find myself adapting to situations and trying to be better so that I can be better at the sport. Now, Lauren's programming has gone from, she's always done kind of a hybrid kind of tactical programming where we're always moving, but your program has shifted as well because you don't have all that equipment available to you.
No.
So you were reverse hypering.
Now ATP, I'm doing things squat, on the bench marching. That he's sitting on my legs.
That's right. Check out her Instagram there, yes. Because even on that Instagram and then my Instagram, I'm kyle.w.king. On my Instagram, I've been sharing in the stories, but our daughter, Olivia, has taken to wanting to work out. She sees her mom head into the garage and she hears the garage door open. She wants to be out there. She wants to watch. She has a play set of weights that she goes out there with and plays around with. The girls jump on all the pads, but like it's become a true family affair of workouts.
Yes.
Does that happen with you in your house with Brittany?
Yeah, sure.
Like where you're sitting there working out and Brittany has her own plan that she's doing.
Yeah, Brittany, you know, Brittany will go for a walk. She'll do whatever she's got to do. But I mean, she's not jumping on pads.
She's not lunging behind you screaming your name.
Exactly, yeah. I saw those videos. Oh, my God. So cute. But, yeah, I mean, she does what she's got to do. And, you know, she's been keeping busy. She's got her own plan. And but, yeah, she's not kind of monkey see, monkey do.
I didn't know if she wanted to start deadlifting 400 pounds for 5 reps down in the basement.
Maybe.
Yeah, she saw the Zercher deadlifts, and she was like, I'm out. Yeah, she was not having that. And thank
just
you for
try
that.
Try it, Brittany. Just
yeah.
try it.
Yeah, I don't think whoever came up with the Zercher deadlift, thank you.
What's
his name? That was not fun. That was.
But, yeah. That's pretty much all the time we're going to take for tonight. We took this hiatus from podcasting. We were able to get through 5 episodes, which was really cool. Miss Olivia's walking through the kitchen with an angry face. So that's her telling us it's time to wrap this up. But I was really, we took this hiatus trying to get everything situated, getting our people involved and getting them situated, getting our children adjusted to the situation. Yes. Even now podcasting, as we're going to try to be a little bit better with a weekly schedule, we're going to do our best. We're going to do our best to get on like an actual release schedule here. Hermes Pinto, that's for you, brother. We're going to get on a release schedule. You'll be able to get on and hear them. As long as Joe's around, Joe said that he'd be willing to like really come on and talk to us and tell us what's going on. Yeah, thank you, Olivia. Olivia banging the gavel up in the house. Sorry about that. Joe. It's okay. Oh, it's okay. Okay, you're good. Do you want to say hello? Say hello to everybody. Can you say hello?
Okay.
Well, that's Olivia saying goodbye. So everybody, thank you very much for listening in. Hopefully you enjoyed the 35 minutes that we gave you. Any questions, please, like Lauren had spoke about earlier on, www.kofhv.com. You can go to the Contact Us tab. You can send questions that way, even direct messaging through the social medias. If you guys listen to podcast number one with Joe, you know that he doesn't handle his social media. So don't direct message him there. He won't answer. But yeah, if you shoot us a message, we will answer. Just get any questions you got going. We're here to help. Okay. All right. Talk to everybody hopefully next week.
Yeah. All right. Stay well.
Stay well.